hey, hello again. Here we go again with another edition of Bible-based stories and songs for the younger generation and the young at heart. Hello, this is Mr. Nick with Wee Kids, a good little radio program to help us to get to know God, or to know Him better through His dear Son, Jesus Christ. The only way to live, the only way to live forever. Oh, talk about good news of the Bible, and the good news of Wee Kids. Kimberly, how are you doing, kiddo? Nice to have you listening. Jared, Seth, Luke, Josiah, and coming baby in there. Hello, Tyke. That's what I call an early start for marching. Kicking around in there yet, Mama? Oh, yes. Caitlin, it's nice to have you listening. Vicky, Becca, Elizabeth, Josh, Michael, Andrew, hello to you kiddos over in this family here. Joel, Brock, and Blaze. A big smiling hug from Mr. Nick to you too. Hello, Lindsay. Hello, Jamie. And hello to you too, if I haven't said hi to you. Welcome to Wee Kids. Now, during today's Bible time, we learn about the first boat builder. Do you remember his name? It was Noah, of course. And do you know why he built his first boat? If not, you can find out by keeping an ear to your radio. With a joyful noise on the air for kids, this is Wee Kids.
Bang a pot, clang a pan, shake a rock in a can, sweep a broom on the floor, make a noise and praise the Lord. Take a spoon, tap a cup, snap a snap, thump a thump, give a whistle to the horn, make a noise and praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, lift your voice, make a glad, happy noise. Sing to Him with all your heart, let's make a noise and praise the Lord. You try.
We can clap, we can sing, bang a drum,
yeah,
a tambourine,
good,
stomp a feet, shout some more, make a noise and praise the Lord.
Yeah!
That's a good kind of noise on the radio, a joyful, praise-filled noise. And after all, that's what the Bible says in Psalm 98, verse 4, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Why do we sing praise to God? Why do we make a joyful noise to Him? Because God is wonderful. God is the one who has proven His great love for us by sending His Son, Jesus Christ. And it was Jesus who died on the cross in your place, in my place, to take the punishment for our sin. And He did that to prove His great love for us. Is it any wonder that we make a joyful noise to God? And the joyful noise now is Wee Kids. Now what's coming? Well, for one thing, Hat Day is coming up during our wonderful Wee Kids March, so be sure you've got something to cover your noggin. That's just a few minutes from now. More importantly, today's Bible story about the first boat builder, Noah, is coming up after the next song. Why did he build his first boat? Oh, it was a big one. You'll find out. And now, a little mouth music on Wee Kids.
Huffing and licking lollipops, blowing up bubbles till they pop. There are so many good things you can do with the mouth God's given you.
Slurping up noodles, cause it's funny. Puckering up to someone. Snoring in bed the whole night through with the mouth God's given you.
You can whistle a tune.
Sing a song.
La, 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 la.
You can howl at the moon.
Ow!
a sleepy head.
You can hold your breath. You can sneeze.
Just think of all the wonderful things your mouth can do.
You know, when we say God's name, we should say it with respect. Because our mouths were made to give God honor and praise. And I can think of lots of ways to do that. Like telling the truth because it's right. Saying your prayers in bed each night. Encouraging someone when they're blue. With a hug.
And I love you.
You can whistle a tune.
Oh, yes, I hope that you're using your mouth to bring honor, to bring glory to God. Youngster, always be careful what you say. Say things that are pleasing to God. Don't say things that are unkind or untrue. A good use for your mouth is to praise God with it. And to help you do that, we have here Wee Kids. We have here the Wee Kids Bible story, as a matter of fact, about Noah building a boat. This is based on Genesis chapter 6. This is the family history of Noah. Noah was a good man. He was the most innocent man of his time. He walked with God. Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. People on earth did what was evil. Violence was everywhere, and God saw this evil. So God said to Noah, "People have made the earth full of violence, so I will destroy all people from the earth. Build a boat of wood for yourself. Make rooms in it and cover it inside and out with tar. This is how big I want you to build the boat. 450 feet long, 75 feet wide, and 45 feet high. Make an opening around the top of the boat. Make it 18 inches high from the edge of the roof down. Put a door inside of the boat. Make an upper, middle, and lower deck in it. I will bring a flood of water on the earth. I will destroy all living things that live under the sky. This includes everything that has the breath of life. Everything on the earth will die. But I will make an agreement with you. You, your sons, your wife, and your sons' wives will all go into the boat. Also, you must bring into the boat two of every living thing, male and female. Keep them alive with you. There will be two of every kind of bird, animal, and crawling thing. They will come to you to be kept alive. Also, gather some of every kind of food. Store it on the boat as food for you and the animals." Noah did everything that God commanded him. Youngster, here's a good verse to remember. Genesis 6:8. Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord.
When God has another plan, when God has another plan, when God has another plan, he simply chooses another man. He had to get the animals in the ark. He had to get the animals in the ark. He had to get the animals in the ark. And Grandpa Noah was his man. When God has another plan, when God has another plan, when God has another plan, he simply chooses another man.
Nineveh to repent. He had to get Nineveh to repent.
get Goliath to fall down dead. He had to get Goliath to fall down dead. He had to get Goliath to fall down dead. And little David was his man. When God has another plan, when God has another plan, when God has another plan, he simply chooses another man.
He had to get the children of Israel out. He had to get the children of Israel out. He had to get the children of Israel out. And mighty Moses was his man.
He had to get the walls of Jericho down. He had to get the walls of Jericho down. He had to get the walls of Jericho down. And faithful Joshua was his man. When God has another plan, when God has another plan, when God has another plan, he simply chooses another man.
Down through the years, God has used all kinds of people, and it just so happens that Noah was one of those. Of course, he was a righteous man. He loved God, and he found favor in the eyes of God, the Bible says. This story will be continued. And now, whatever that thing is, you can't play it, please. Time now for our wonderful Wee Kids March, and it just so happens to be Hat Day today. Timmy has his on already. You are prepared, youngster. You need to have something covering your noggin. Any kind of hat will do. Hi, Lynette. Hi, Anthony. Hi, David. Lindy, would you like to be March leader in this family? You're in, dear. I need more March leaders. Niece Jamie, oh, you sweet kid, would you like to be March leader over here? I'm putting you ahead of sweet Lindsay, sweet sister Lindsay. And Brock, I've not forgotten you. This is the date, right? I'm making you March leader ahead of Joel and Blaze and Mariah. I've not forgotten you either. I'm putting you ahead of Benjamin, Erica, Genevieve, and Bethany. And even though it's Suzanne's birthday, Mariah is March leader in this household. Well, she asked me about this, you know. Nathan, you and your trombone, you're going to be playing today. You're leading ahead of Yomper. Mama, Papa, help me out with this thing, won't you please? If I have not picked a March leader at your household, in your family, will you please help me by picking one? Oh, thank you. These are the rules. Joel, that hat is just delightful. You need to be able to see out, sweet kid. And Harold, the rim goes down, sir. Oh, I know, it's been that way for many years, hasn't it? Rule number one, Bertie, excuse me, you have to keep your feet in time with the music. Number two, knees up high. Philip, I like your hat, too. Number three, if you're a big marcher, especially a daddy-sized marcher, please watch out for little marchers. And number four, be sure to watch out for trombone players like Nathan, ahead of Yomper in this household, during our wonderful Wee Kids March. And they're off. Look at all these little hats bobbing up and down. Caitlin, you're a good marcher. And the band is in good form today, aren't they? Hello, Howie. Hello, TJ. Joshua, if you've dropped your hat there, just pick it up and put it back on your noggin. Yeah, that's good. Hello, Kimberly. John's an excellent marcher. Look at this guy. Feet in time with the music. Knees up high. Melissa, watch out for the trombone players, please. Chad, you watch out for them too, huh? Here comes Justine and Jessica. Keep those knees up high. Caitlin and Timmy. Mariah's doing an excellent job here. Susanna, birthdays bring out the best in you, dear. Keep marching. Keep those knees up high. Hello, Benjamin. Hello, Erica. Jessica, hello Genevieve, hello Bethany. And Thaddeus is in on this thing too. Jonathan, you're a good marcher. You leading or following? Hello Elizabeth and Josh and Michael and Andrew and Vicky and Becca. And TJ's coming around again. Look at this kid go. No running, TJ. Yeah, just keep the feet in, time to music. Here comes Howie. And Joshua's in on this thing, too. Mama, you're doing a good job of keeping this gang under control. Look at these hats. It's hat day during our wonderful Wee Kids March. If you're not wearing a hat, and if you're not marching, you must be out of tune. Lift, you lift, you lift, you right, you lift, you right, you lift. Oh, talk about great marching. Kyle, Alyssa, Micah, Bryant. Keep this thing going all the way to the end now of our wonderful Wee Kids March. Jeff, watch out for the bone players. Watch out for Nathan. He is a bone player. Hey, what's going on back there? You guys behave, please. And keep marching all the way to the end of our wonderful Wee Kids March. Good marching, young'un. You may be seated. If you have a hat on and you want to keep marching, you may do it, youngster. This is Wee Kids!
Follow the leader, Jesus Christ the King. Follow the leader, everybody sing. Follow the leader, each and every day. 'Cause Jesus is the Son of God and He's the only way. Follow the leader, Jesus Christ the King. Follow the leader, everybody sing. Follow the leader, each and every day. 'Cause Jesus is the Son of God and He's the only way.
We'll do exactly what He says. He'll never steer us wrong. We'll follow Him through thick and thin, our hope, our life, our song. We'll walk the straight and narrow, but if we should trip and fall, He'll pick us up and dust us off. He loves us one and all. Oh, follow the leader, Jesus Christ the King.
Follow the leader, everybody sing. Follow the leader, each and every day. 'Cause Jesus is the Son of God and He's the only way.
What could we do to follow the leader? Come on, tell me.
Love your neighbor as yourself.
Obey your mom and dad.
Trust the Lord with all your heart and He will make you glad.
Pray and read your Bible. Be gentle, good, and kind.
Thank the Lord for everything.
Seek and ye shall find.
All right.
Follow the leader, Jesus Christ the King. Follow the leader, everybody sing. Follow the leader, each and every day. 'Cause Jesus is the Son of God and He's the only way.
And, of course, if you're following the leader, you're following the Son of God, who is Jesus Christ. That's the best marching of all. Marching through life, following Jesus Christ, you don't even need a radio. This is Mr. Nick.
Beyond the farthest star, how excellent your name in all.
Gentle praise on we kids. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, says Psalm 8. Here is Leslie.
I am a promise. I am a possibility. I am a promise. With a capital P, I can be anything. Anything God wants me to be.
You are a promise. You are a possibility. You are a promise. With a capital P, you are a great big bundle of potentiality. And if you listen, you will hear God's voice. And if you're trying, He'll help you make the right choices. You're a promise to be anything He wants you to be.
Hey, you know what? It doesn't matter who you are, where you live, who your daddy is, or what you look like. What do you look like? Are you tall? Short? Are you fat? Skinny? Got holes in your tennis shoes and freckles on your nose? It doesn't matter one bit. You can be anything God wants you to be. And He has something very special in mind for you. It might be climbing mountains, crossing the sea, helping sick people get well, or singing a song. Whatever it is, you can do it, and don't forget it.
You can go anywhere that He wants you to go. You can be anything that He wants you to be. You can climb the high mountain, you can cross the wide sea. You're a great big promise, you see. You'll hear God's voice and keep on trying. He'll help you make the right choices. You're a promise to be anything He wants you to be.
I'm a promise to be anything God wants me to be.
You're a promise to be anything,
anything
He wants you to be.
What a good way to end We Kids, youngster, with a little musical reminder there that you have great things ahead of you. But be sure to follow God. Be sure to follow His Word. Be sure to live according to the way He wants you to live, in a way that's pleasing to Him, doing what the Bible tells you to do. Unless, of course, your name is Noah and you're living several thousand years ago and you're getting instructions directly from God about how to build a big boat, then you don't have to read the Bible. Of course, that was before the days of the Bible. But for the rest of us here in this day and age, the Bible tells us how to live for God and please Him and know Him and praise Him. And that's why We Kids, this little radio program, is based soundly upon the Word of God, the Scriptures, the Bible. Do you remember speaking about the Bible and the story of Noah and his big boat? Genesis 6:8, today's verse. The Bible says Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. And youngster, you can remember, along with Genesis 6:8, that you can find favor, grace, in the eyes of the Lord too, because God is gracious. He's loving, He's kind, He's forgiving, and I hope you know Him. I hope you've invited His Son Jesus Christ to live in your heart. The only way to live forever. Uh-oh. Here comes Mariah. Oh, it's coming in fast, too. And there's a rope hanging from it. A little lower. A little. I can't catch that thing. Turn it around, would you please? Oh, no. And off he goes. Looks like I'm walking again. Oh, well, it's good exercise, you know. Until next time, kiddo, remember, God loves you, and I love you, too. I truly, duly do. See you around, youngin'.